Chapter 51. I gave you thanks, O God of my Father. I praise you, O God my Saviour. I will make known your name, refuge of my life. You have been my helper against my adversaries. You have saved me from death, and kept back my body from the pit. From the clutches of the netherworld you have snatched my feet. You have delivered me in your great mercy, from the scourge of a slanderous tongue, and from lips that went over to falsehood. From the snare of those who watched for my downfall, and from the power of those who sought my life. From many a danger you have saved me, from flames that hemmed me in on every side. From the midst of unremitting fire, from the deep belly of the netherworld, from deceiving lips and painters of lies, from the arrows of dishonest tongues. I was at the point of death. My soul was nearing the depths of the netherworld. I turned every way, but there was no one to help me. I looked for one to sustain me, but could find no one. But then I remembered the mercies of the Lord, his kindness through ages past, for he saves those who take refuge in him, and rescues them from every evil. So I raised my voice from the very earth, from the gates of the netherworld, my cry. I called out, O Lord, you are my Father, you are my champion and my Saviour. Do not abandon me in time of trouble, in the midst of storms and dangers. I will ever praise your name and be constant in my prayers to you. Thereupon the Lord heard my voice, he listened to my appeal. He saved me from evil of every kind, and preserved me in time of trouble. For this reason I thank him and I praise him, I bless the name of the Lord. When I was young and innocent, I sought wisdom. She came to me in her beauty, and until the end I will cultivate her. As the blossoms yielded to ripening grapes, the heart's joy, my feet kept to the level path, because from earliest youth I was familiar with her. In the short time I paid heed, I met with great instruction. Since in this way I have profited, I will give my teacher grateful praise. I became resolutely devoted to her, the good I persistently strove for. I burned with desire for her, never turning back. I became preoccupied with her, never weary of extolling her. My hand opened her gate, and I came to know her secrets. For her I purified my hands, in cleanness I attained to her. At first acquaintance with her I gained understanding, such that I will never forsake her. My whole being was stirred as I learned about her, therefore I have made her my prized possession. The Lord has granted me my lips as a reward, and my tongue will declare his praises. Come aside to me, you untutored, and take up lodging in the house of instruction. How long will you be deprived of wisdom's food? How long will you endure such bitter thirst? I open my mouth and speak of her. Gain at no cost wisdom for yourselves. Submit your neck to her yoke, that your mind may accept her teaching. For she is close to those who seek her, and the one who is in earnest finds her. See for yourselves, I have labored only a little, but have found much. Acquire but a little instruction, you will win silver and gold through her. Let your spirits rejoice in the mercy of God, and be not ashamed to give him praise. Work at your tasks in due season, and in his own time God will give you your reward.